Captain's log. Cadet Stimpy and I have been stranded on the planet Balnob for the last 36 years. Our supplies are dangerously low, and we've had to breathe ammonia these last 18 years. Fortunately, we had to eat what was left of the ship. At least the voices have stopped for a while. But I suspect I can no longer turn my back on Cadet Stimpy. The rigors of space travel have somehow twisted his mind. He's gone crazy. He's got the space madness.
By the time this posts, the 24-hour marathon will have begun, and we'll probably be playing Black Ops first, and then Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition, then Gears of War 2.
Ooh, hope you, I hope all of you guys are having fun with us right now.
Yeah, because everyone's being a whiny baby about staying up all night.
I'm not being whiny. Are you ready? Here's
here.
I'm gonna get 7 hours of sleep during a marathon.
Call it whatever you want, either the a humble brag or a first world problem. But I just happened to buy tickets to Mystery Science Live 2 hours after the 24-hour marathon. And immediately after that, somebody gave me a ticket to a rare Louis C.K. live performance. So I'm going to come to work at 9, start the 24-hour marathon at 5, go immediately to two shows until like 1 in the morning. I'm going to sleep a little bit. I don't know where.
Don't come in at 9.
Did you see what happened when I wasn't here for a fucking day? This thing is plug and play. Where's your El Shaddai fat people?
Where is it?
There's nothing that's scheduled for Friday, though.
Where is it?
No, tell them how they're being.
Give it to us, Gary.
I'm with Brett here. I mean, you guys are whiny babies.
Yeah,
whiny
no, we are. Babies. We get Gary to play video games for a living. We should never complain about anything.
The old days, we used to do like 2 all-nighters a week on this. I know,
but that was with print days with benefits and decent compensation and crazy fucking sponsors. And now if we drink a beer in the office, we can be penalized by HR and written up.
In fact, all I see are some frothy Budweiser-flavored sodas.
You've got
Stella cream soda.
I better leave right now.
This is ginger ale. Ginger ale.
Delicious.
You're not allowed to know about this.
Yes. I brewed this. This is whale sperm, and it's good for my tonsils.
I bet it is. It's better sipped right from the source, isn't it?
So yeah, yes. We'll be streaming.
Can you imagine getting fucked by a whale? I don't mean to derail the podcast.
I was just thinking about whale penis jutting up against your tonsils.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd have to be like the very, very tip.
I don't think your mouth could encompass a whale penis. No.
I'd imagine myself, and if you could freeze frame me blowing a whale, I'd look like Ren screaming at something. Just like my arms and legs in the air.
Wouldn't it fill your entire body?
Yes. All but right. Starting with the mouth. That's how you give a good blowjob, Elston.
Okay. Wait, slow down.
You don't know anything about
it. I don't either.
Really? Yeah. That El Shaddai fat, we just couldn't record it yesterday because I
didn't mean
walk
to start
away
that
from
argument.
The computer.
I'm not saying it's just there's thing. Friday is always my busiest day. Friday is my my last day of school. Every Friday for 5 years, I can't be in at 5. I can't be in late.
No, you don't come in at 5. I'm going to come in at like 2.
Yeah, that can't happen either because I don't have a ride. So I have
then
to be in.
Bart down, I'll pick you up at the Bart station at 3 o'clock sharp.
I know. My options are inconvenience and drastic inconvenience. So I don't know what to do. I might as well just stick with routine. And maybe I'll be playing by 5. Anywho, the 24-hour marathon.
Can't wait.
We're going to have so much fun.
And Cheryl's going to be giving stuff away like every hour, and we'll have a game on the stream, but then there's also games being played. The schedule's on the site. Just go to the fucking homepage.
I do.
I can't even preview a stupid
stupid asshole computer. I wanted to preview the El Shaddai FAP that we did record today, because the only thing sweeter than Henry screaming at his own death, like, you were just so into the game. No, is Cheryl laughing at like... and the video just closes with Henry like, what? Fuck, bullshit. I've never seen Henry's lines on the reader redline that much. You alright, buddy?
It was so frustrating. I wanted to beat that. I think boss was beaten.
You did a good job because originally I noticed you weren't talking when you jumped into El Shaddai. And that's because you were concentrating on the combat.
Yeah.
And eventually I'm like, Henry, start talking more. And you started talking more, and I don't think you can play certain parts of El Shaddai without really concentrating.
It's really tough being the talker and the player. It always is.
So we've done a couple developer faps lately, which is really exciting that people are like willing, a lot more willing to do that. That I love that they're having one guy play and another guy talks.
Yeah.
It's making for a better thing. I can't even tell you what we have in the pipeline. Oh, man.
Also, I hope you kids liked our UFC interview.
That's right, because there's a Saints Row the Third interview in the middle of this with me, Mike Grimm, and... Wow. Damn it, I knew his fucking name a second ago. Soup Tim. Tim, right? Sure.
I know these people.
Tim or Greg.
Oh, there we go. Sorry. Drew. Drew Holmes.
Tim.
Drew Holmes. I've done so many of these this week. I'm fucking exhausted. Anywho, I've been out...
Yeah, you were out yesterday. That's right. So exhausted.
I told
you day off.
Man, you know how hard it is to get barely legal drugs from Kaiser Permanente.
I feel so.
I don't want to use the podcast to bitch about this, but that tweet, like it was Brazil. Oh, bottle. This says Tuttle. Can you get in the other line? Like, first of all, you guys called me and told me to come in and pick this up, and nope. Hundreds of people were not ready, and I just had to sit there and wait. Like, you have to go up and get this cleared with this lady. Ooh, she just went to lunch and like I borrowed a car and I work an hour away. Should I wait? It's gonna be a really long lunch and I just so yes.
I talked to her today and she said,
Ooh, yeah. Like why did your associate just send me to her? Why did you call me and tell me to pick up my script? What? Anywho, so then I just started I started yelling on Twitter and I yelled at those advisory bots, that AT&T person found me that way, where I'm like, fuck AT&T, and like sorry if you're having issues, email me, I'll help you with your problem. And I look and like, she says, there's just an autobot that picks up, they will respond if you respond to them, but like, I just hate that shit. They're just trolling through Twitter. It's creepy. So I just started yelling at that dude, and I'm like, I'm going to start flipping tables over. And then like, right after I did that, the Kaiser helpline, I'm going to need security up in psychiatry. and I sat across from a security guard eating pork chops for lunch for an hour and just laughed at this. Like, all right, now I can't even be mad anymore. Like, this is just too fucking stupid.
I should have started tweeting about, man, this guy across this. I'm going to stab this fucker in the face.
That was after yesterday where I had to spend an hour on the bus to get my blood pressure taken before. Just give me my fucking Adderall. Give me my fucking Adderall. God.
Sounds like you need it.
Get through the 24-hour marathon without fucking roll. That doesn't make any sense.
Sleeping 6 hours? That'll do it.
Fuck yeah, I might sleep 6 hours. Come on, man. I got Mystery Science Live with fucking Adam Savage and Bob Odenkirk and Chris Hardwick.
Baby.
Andy Richter.
Andy Richter. And then
of the Richter scale?
Yes, of the scale. Yes.
Of the scale Richter.
Yes, of Andy Barker PI.
Is that at the Castro?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you better believe it. Games, apparently Gamescom is going on. I'm not there.
Yeah,
Henry's been busy. I guess the big news out of the Germany was the PS3 markdown to 250.
That is right. It was pretty...
That's true. Can we get back to that super fast? Normally, I prepare his dumbass sound effects, and I didn't have time once again. And this is salvage from a feature I also didn't have time to make last week. But last week was the 20th anniversary of
Nicktoons.
It was the goddamn Nicktoons.
The original trio of Rugrats, Doug and Ren
Rugrats
and Stimpy.
And Ren and Stimpy. And I'm going to play little commercials in the break because that shit makes me happy, as does all the stupid music.
When that premiered, I didn't think Rugrats would be the most popular of the three.
Did you think that would be the one to emerge for like 13 seasons and Ren and Stimpy gone immediately?
Have three movies.
Disney or Doug being bought out by Disney. Like,
yeah, I mean, everyone I knew was Ren and Stimpy, myself included, and then it died the first.
Ren and Stimpy was so clearly the most brilliant of the three. Like, yeah. It was so
The thing
crazy
is, it was on, how many seasons? It was some seasons on Sunday, and then it became a SNICK show.
Yeah, it became an adult show because it was controversial.
I thought it was the other way around. Didn't it debut on SNICK?
No, the rest of the Nicktoons? Like the second season premiered
on Sunday
SNICK.
Morning.
Yeah, the first season premiered on...
Yeah, I remember the first episode on the first night of SNICK was They go into the army, and in the army. In the episode, and the second half was the Powder Toast Man, where he burns the Bill of Rights.
Yes, is that the one where he saves Frank Zappa as the Pope? Like, what a great episode!
But then it didn't last there either, and then disappeared for like 8 years, and then showed up on Spike or something.
Well, fired the creator, and
they fired the creator after like the first season.
After like it was like the second
the
or
first
third,
second episodes. And a half.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't a lot. And he was the voice of Ren, so like that's.
And then it turns West out, Billy West can do both voices.
I know.
Billy West is a voiceover
Billy West
genius.
Is the fucking man.
Yeah. Except in the adult party cartoon where Billy West wasn't allowed to do any of the voices.
Well, I felt that they didn't want Billy West back because he chose to do fake Ren and Stimpy. And so they're like, fuck Billy West. He took our voice. He took Ren's voice.
But
going to take his voice.
Did you expect the voice of Bugs Bunny, the Honey Nut Cheerios thing? Like, what does Billy West say no to? Ever.
He's a lot choosier these days.
Is he? Because he's on that wrestling cartoon on Adult Swim. That's not very good.
The Ripping Friends?
Ripping Friends. I think it was like a Canadian animated show by John Kay. It's interesting.
I remember I saw an episode of it where
they... was awful.
They fought a guy with... it was like a chicken man, and he shat out eggs. Like, he actually, like, just... I don't know how they got away with it.
Ripping Friends, I saw like two episodes of that, and it's like, I love everything about the concept.
Yeah.
And like on paper, just like looking at stills, is like, this looks like it should be amazing. This looks like Doc Savage meets Venture Brothers meets Insanity. Mm-hmm. And then you watch it, and it's like, there's all these like long pauses, and the comic timing is like non-existent. And the jokes are just weird.
Yeah.
Like not funny weird, just uncomfortable weird.
Yeah, it was not a good show.
Like, there's a whole episode about how the boys don't know what a girl is, and so their mom has to teach them. And that sounds hilarious, me saying it, but it's just weird.
Now, that dude is very, very big into fucking weird cartoons.
It was disappointing when he came back to Ren and Stimpy. It wasn't good.
No, like, I think the best thing he's done outside of that is like music videos.
Well, didn't he make Ren and Stimpy actually fuck in one of the
basically
last cartoons?
Yeah.
I'm the pitcher. You're the catcher, Ren.
I get to sleep in the wet spot, Ren. Like those are actually jokes.
Yeah.
And, anywho,
so you prepared something?
No, or? I only showed it to you.
The PS1 intro.
Yeah, I got a bunch of Nicktoons games because they're all like gloriously terrible, but none more so than the Rugrats on PS1, which reenacts the Rugrats intro, which is very we all know the intro.
Diaper falls down.
Yeah, it does it shot for shot,
but shot with ugly, ugly PS1 graphics.
With PS1 graphics and. I never looked at it like this, never, but the very end...
Oh, my God.
Like, it's the funniest, grossest thing you'll ever see. At the very end...
That's like, right,
He shits the milk, but, like, it all
he
became...
shoots.
It all became clear to me.
It looks like he's jerking off.
He's
like
holding
plastic.
It right in front of his pelvis very slowly, and I realize he's firing white shit in his mom's face at...
I did not take it as white shit. I took it as the other white
liquid
that comes out of your groin.
No, I took it as a ball dribbling.
How'd they get away with that?
Well, it
the game makes it so much grosser.
The game makes it look exactly like that. That shit did not occur to me for years. And I've seen the Rugrats intro plenty, but like watch the PS. It's on YouTube. Watch the PS1. I think it might be searched for Reptar.
Yeah.
It's the grossest.
We were watching at your desk like, this is amusing. And then, whoa!
Wow.
And why was he there?
I have no idea.
All that trip across the ocean just to do that.
Right, 1 million sperm.
Okay.
That's
Gamescom.
That literally is the closest to Morning Zoo Radio I've ever been.
I was just watching Morning Zoo Radio.
I bet you were.
It was like Dave Chappelle's first interview in years. And it was just like, hey, Dave Chappelle's trying to tell a funny story. And they interrupt him every second with a shitty like setup. Like, well, why didn't you say this? And he's like, they do something like that. And they go, that'd be funny. So anyway, then this next thing happened.
One day, Hank, this whole podcast is going to be yours. So you'll be able to decide who you interrupt with a dolphin or a Marcus Phoenix soundbite. Like anybody you want. It doesn't...
All right. So
Gamescom
is happening in old Germany land.
Deutschland.
And they're... It's the European E3. Sony had a conference that was pretty boring, except for the
actual announcements.
Yeah, of games? No, not really. No, but
PS3 being marked up 250, yeah. Which I did some
kind of a big deal.
It's not a huge deal, but it is like it's $50. It made me realize, wow, we're going into 2011 will be the fifth year of those platforms, and it's like Xbox will be on its sixth, but
we had a successor lined up. And
yeah, it's like no, like plenty of people made the point. They're like, oh yeah, normally by now we're talking about the successors for any console in the fifth year for sure. If not, like we already know what it's called. Well, yeah. But in this case, it's like they're just now getting to 250.
Yeah,
in year five, which is really surprising. Yeah.
Here's some perspective. When we started Games Radar, it was in late 2005, early 2006. The 360 had just come out, and the PS2 had been around, since 2000? Yeah, so it was give or take about as old as the PS3 is now, and it was dying. It was, you know, like there are a couple, it has a few good games left in it, it's being replaced.
Yeah, 06 was the last, like, there were bright spots, but it was mostly kind of bare.
Yeah.
Just me saying
bare? Thinking of Rugrats, come!
Oh, God.
Funny.
God damn it, what was I going to say?
The price is that it...
I was thinking
of... Are you talking about the price or how long the generation is
going? Well, we already did that while you were grabbing your liquids, but the thing that I thought was amusing was, wait a minute, I paid $600... Well, Carolyn paid $600 for the PS3 way back when, and Nintendo made me an ambassador for buying their system early and marking it down and gave me 20 free games, so I believe the math I did, which I'm terrible at math, but... Mm-hmm. Having bought it for $600 and then now it being $250, I think they owe me like 100 PS2 games for free?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think that's a reasonable request.
I think you also have to figure, you know, 5 months.
Interest, you're right. 120.
5 months versus, you know, 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Five years.
Right, yeah. I'm not definitely not serious. I just thought it was kind of funny. Like,
I know, but I mean, if you're serious about figuring it, like what you'd be owed.
Oh, yeah.
Then.
But that was the weird.
Like one thing.
I thought I read about this somewhere that like the guts of a PS3 are different than they were from like our NESs. There weren't just chips. They are working hard drives and they're working CD drives that don't depreciate the same kind of value. Mm. When the plug was pulled in the original Xbox in like 07, it was $179. And the 360 was out. Nobody was buying these things, and the price never went further than $179.
Well, because it had that big hard drive, it cost them probably a ton of money. Mm-hmm. And like, same way, and it's disk drive. It was actually like it was the first console they ever made, so they probably didn't think about cost effectiveness.
The weirdest thing that to me is that if the PS3 is $250 and the Vita is going to come out at that price or higher, and it's like you're not going to convince anyone to buy the handheld.
They didn't announce
that Sony's going to start the spend $1,000 to buy a PS3, a Vita, and our 3D TV setup thing.
Yeah.
Well, also, the PSP got a new version, a new system that's $99.
That's hilariously
awful.
There's
no Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
And there's a new Wii that they announced for Europe that takes out the GameCube compatibility.
Mm-hmm. Why? Why is that a feature?
I know, and it's like...
I've wanted a Wii all this time, but can't afford one.
It comes with Wii Sports and Wii Play, and then... And it's called...
Isn't it Wii Sports Resort?
It's called the Family Edition, and...
I mean, it doesn't even have to emulate GameCube software. I mean, isn't it basically a GameCube with a new OS?
That's the weird... Like, it is technically more powerful than a GameCube, but yeah, I can't imagine that was that difficult. And like, did you...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine playing this for the first time in Britain? God, just imagine how excited you'd be.
Wii Sports gets a lot of shit, but it's fun. It was fun.
You know.
For its time, until we got sick of it.
Yeah, like, I had... me and Carolyn and Charlie and Cherry had like total focus test group moments in our respective houses.
I remember reviewing Boogie with all my roommates, and damn if it wasn't the gayest of times. Like, I can't believe we're going to do this! Woo! Woo! These covers are great! Look at that fat fucking monster dance!
It's Bubba!
The sea anemone! He's an original character created by EA!
I did not say anything about Boogie. I said Wii Sports.
I did
speaking
like,
of Yay.
Yeah.
Speaking
you got
of,
some cocaine?
Speaking of Dan Amrick, he will be playing Black Ops with us Friday night.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And he's going to try to hop in with Street Fighter afterwards as well on the PC.
Ooh, Dan.
So,
really? Dan representing Street Fighter on the PC?
He plays a little Street Fighter. He's not. He's not
I know he's no slouch. It just seems... I'm always confused where Dan's allegiance lies because he worked for OXM. I mean, not allegiance, but like what console he likes. He worked for OXM, but then every time when he does play sessions, he usually does it on PS3.
He tries to split them equally because he's Activision and they need to not show favorites.
But yet he's a giant PC gamer too, so like I'm always wondering which one is his favorite.
He's doing PC because he happened to have a code for Arcade Edition.
I wonder a lot of things about Dan. I should just talk to him every once in a while.
Well, when me and him are hanging out at our exclusive community manager club.
Yeah, when you're sipping.
Look at all those fucking games journalists. Man,
talk to those guys. You guys got to graduate soon.
It's like watching an ant farm.
Fuck it. I can't. I'm going to keep doing this.
Look, if I'm not drinking out of a martini fountain, I'm not going to be very happy.
Mm. Yes. If I'm not drinking out of a stripper's vagina.
You and Dan and Gabe Graziani.
Yeah. All right.
And who'd have thunk?
What are you talking about?
There was other Gamescom stuff. There was a Tekken game announced for the 3DS.
I'm
trying.
There
are no sound effects.
Wow.
No. There were all those the new 3DS eShop things they revealed, at least in Europe, which it must mean the same for America, that we're going to come out by the end of the year.
They revealed Gargoyle's Quest could be coming out this week, which by the time this posts, we'll already know what is on the virtual American console this week. But they also, Nintendo Europe outed Metroid 2, Mario Land 2, and Mega Man Dr. Wily's Revenge are all coming to the Game Boy eShop this year.
I like seeing Capcom.
Yeah, that was
sort of supported too, not just Nintendo.
Nintendo just like owned those, like, they couldn't do it. Capcom couldn't do anything with those if they wanted to.
Well, yeah, like where else would they put them? Like, they can't do anything.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. We're recording this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm actively looking forward to waking up tomorrow morning, and hopefully, fingers crossed, I want to download Gargoyle's Quest.
Yeah, no, me too.
So fun.
Me too.
I should try that out.
It's a cool game. It's hard, but it's very cool.
I downloaded
it. At the time, like, it really was one of those games you went over to a friend's house, and he's like, yeah, I got this game, Gargoyle's Quest, and it wasn't Mario. It was the same time the Game Boy was still new, so seeing new Game Boy games was still interesting, but it also was a new game. But it was that Capcom character design that's always really strong. Mm-hmm. So you see Firebrand walking around, you're like, fuck, I need this so much.
Nice music, too.
And I never had it. I never owned that game, like, ever. I played it a lot, but I never actually owned it myself.
Oh, yeah.
But I did beat Demon's Crest. Also,
I love that game so much.
There
are people who insist that it's crap.
Say it, Hank. You can't wait for him to leave.
Then there was
Michael, you think Demon's Crest is crap?
No. I said there are people who think it's crap. I'm not one of them.
Henry, I'm not either.
For the next segment, you get the sound effects board. What's going to happen.
Henry, tell me what you want to know.
I'm grooming
you. There's also the Zelda release date announced today, too.
November 20th.
Yep, exactly.
They announced it that loud?
Yes.
Who will...
They screamed it from the mouth.
I'll wait for the Wii U version that's flipped 180 degrees.
God, what a crazy 3 weeks that is going to be like. You start with Uncharted on
the
first.
I'm still not sure about Skyward Sword.
Skyrim... Then
Skyrim Sword.
The week
Warfare,
of the 15th.
Ass Creed.
Ass Creed. I don't get this at all. Like, you know, Rayman Origins, just put up a big preview on it. Saw that, was not interested in it at all before playing it. Absolutely love it now. But they're putting it out on November 15th.
Oh my God.
They're putting it out on the same day as Assassin's Creed Revelations and against... Just like one
Modern
of the
Modern Warfare 3, Saints Row the Third.
One of the busiest weeks in busiest week in the year, probably.
They are literally beyond good and eviling that game.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Like, and it's like, what are you fucking doing? Like, it's a hard sell as it is because the average consumer is just gonna look at it and it's like, 2D side scroller, why isn't it downloaded?
I don't know if it's in the interview
bucks.
I did, like,
it's not worth it.
Who's the blue guy with Raymond? Like, you don't know him? Like, yeah, I played a bunch of the Rayman games. Rayman doesn't resonate with me at all. Like, it doesn't matter.
At Comic-Con, we saw that, like, six-story painting of Rayman and the blue guy, and both of us were like, who's that?
Who's the blue guy?
And they're like, no, he's from the games!
He's from the games! Like, it's like, sorry, buddy.
What?
I gotta say, that game, it's like...
It's gorgeous.
I kind of feel like it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's really fun, but I do kind of feel like they stopped a little short of where they should have gone. Like, you know, the characters are Rayman and Glowbox...
and then like the Teensies, which are like they're like the Toads in Super Mario Brothers, but they're like these little more or less identical silhouetted guys. Like I found out like, oh, there's gonna be like 10 to 20 unlockable characters in the game. There's gonna be 4 Raymans, 4 Glowboxes, and then a certain number of Teensies. And it's like you've got 3 character models in a 4-player game, and it's really fucking easy to lose track of which one you are on screen. And it's just like, it's chaotic enough as it is, but it's like, I don't know if I'm the guy with the crown or the guy with the little pointed hat. And it's zoomed out so far, I can't really see either one clearly.
When I talked to them that, off the record, and I don't think I'm ruining anything, but it's like, it's kind of an engine. And it's kind of great. I was just asking them, well, where can this go? And it can go onto other platforms as well. But I was just more interested in so you could adapt any cartoon property into this to look like this.
Yeah, we actually got to watch them okay, let's start with a static piece of art.
Really?
We'll show you how we turn it into a game asset.
Huh.
Yeah, and they had this drawing and the animator just had it broken up into a bunch of different pieces, and he put those pieces together, and it's kind of like, it's a lot like Flash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never really used Flash, but how I imagine
tweening,
Flash, where it's
tweening, pulling, and pushing certain.
Yeah, exactly. But it's really, really fluid. Mm-hmm. And just watching him setting a few, okay, I'm going to set the first few frames, I'm going to set the last few frames, and it's going to kind of interpolate, I'm going to set a couple keyframes, and then this character that I'm animating will have an extremely fluid movement where lifts up its arms and casts a spell forward, and
awesome.
It looks beautiful.
And that's just because Ubisoft is still one of those companies that licensed shit that you'll never hear about or play, and there's probably a SpongeBob game under their belt somewhere, and I don't know, adapting your favorite cartoons using that engine could be something beautiful.
But talking about who's that blue character, I don't know, the presentation was kind of weird. It took some figuring out, because the story designer, Gabrielle Schrager, I think is her name.
She's the blonde woman?
Yes.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. And I got to interview her and Michel Ancel. You'll probably hear some audio about that soon on the podcast. Not this one, but a future one.
No, we got Saints Row this week.
That's true. But she started out the presentation just talking about the story and here we've got Pelocus, the bubble dreamer, and he's and blah, blah, blah. And then Glowbox and his kids. And you don't have to make Glowbox. You don't have to wait for the kids to make Glowbox cry. You can make Glowbox cry. It's like, what the fuck does any of this mean?
What are
you talking about? I don't know. You're just saying words.
It's all probably in a vague French accent. Glowbox.
No, she's
not
American.
Not Gabrielle.
Well, feels like a very French kind of way of just saying these things are just here.
Yeah,
you do things.
The thing is, she assumed a certain amount of familiarity with the game and or with the series, and I'm just kind of is how non-gamers feel when they hear people talk about video games.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of random words that have no meaning.
I've had that pitch too. Man, you really are presuming everybody knows everything about Rayman. Guys gave up on Rayman generation.
Rayman's technically been a dead-ish franchise for a decade.
Yeah.
It makes me sad because it's an amazing game. They're putting all this
took it over.
Yeah, the
Rayman 3 was in this dick. It was in the last 10 years.
Fine.
Yeah, well, Michel Ancel didn't work on Rayman 3, apparently.
Well, it said Rayman on it.
Boom. That's true.
He did work on Rabbids.
But the
first Rabbids.
The point I'm driving at is that it makes me sad because it's a fantastic game and they're setting it up to fail. It's bad.
Which is going to be the prettiest game to fail, El Shaddai or Rayman?
I'm betting El Shaddai will fail harder.
I don't know.
I don't think anybody is going to want to buy Rayman in a week. I mean, I would say, maybe it's a different audience. But I mean, you're severely limiting the audience in a week when Modern Warfare, Assassin's Creed, and all the rest of this shit.
Uncharted 3 is right around there.
Oh my god,
Uncharted 3 is on the first. Yeah, so
it's on the first.
Saints Row
11-1-11.
Saints Row.
Yeah, and you'll still be and before that you'll also have played a week before that or 2 weeks before that Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Batman.
Oh my god.
But also even I really want to play Rayman, but I want to play Assassin's Creed more.
Yeah, I'm going to play that
first.
This
is something Ubisoft has control over in that
they're
case
launching
with Assassin
their games
versus Rayman.
Launching their games against each other.
Did they do that last year too?
They do it every
year.
They do it most years. The worst year was 2003.
Yeah.
That was exactly
Beyond Good and
what
Evil
happened.
And 13 and Prince of Persia and Splinter Cell.
Oh, I totally forgot 13.
All at the fucking same time. Yeah, of course you forgot 13 because it was launched against all all this other shit.
Well, even I remember those other things, but 13 I completely
Yeah, 13 I did
forget David Duchovny.
David Duchovny. A cel-shaded FPS. It was something
who went on
wanted.
To star in Area 51.
Yeah, I was, about, yeah, I was thinking that too.
Speaking of Duchovny, I just got to his episode in Twin Peaks, and I did not expect the way in which he even presented.
Oh the whole God. Time, right. I'm like, I'm waiting for him, like, come on, where is he? Where
is
he?
Are you sure it wasn't Red Shoe Diaries?
And then they're talking about we got a new FBI agent coming in. I'm like, here we go. And the door opens, and Carol and I are watching. I'm like, and I guess what? I bet that's David. Oh, my God. Like, it was a real, what the fuck? So,
he's just playing an FBI agent?
He is definitely an FBI agent. Yep. Mm. Pre-X-Files.
But, yeah, would it kill them to put Rayman out in February?
Seriously.
So hard.
Or even December.
Is it $60 or is it, $50?
It's $60.
I've talked.
Jesus fucking
really?
Yeah.
Really?
You can't convince an audience now that's worth
it. That's two big strikes against it right there. Damn. And the thing is, I think it's totally worth it.
Yes.
It may.
I would pay that price without hesitation. Will pay that price.
I've been championing that game too myself, but even I know what's going to happen that week. Yeah, what am I going to buy? And I'm going to make a decision.
Yeah,
and I'm going to put this one off, the one that I won't be able to play or talk about with my friends for a while. Yeah. I'm going to put that one off.
There's like five other games we all want coming out. That's
the good news.
We only have so much money.
Mm-hmm. The good news is
we're not rich people.
Time also. We only have so much. We have less time than money.
Well,
that's the thing. The temptation is to buy them all, but then, even if we do that, then it's like, well, they're just going to sit there.
Yep.
The good news is.
Until next year.
Also, when you can easily
get them. The fucking good news is, Henry! What is the good news, Brett?
I keep starting a sentence and every.
I'm sorry.
You just did a bit where you did it to Henry every
but
time.
But it was funny.
Yeah, well, then, I see.
Okay.
Just go to Capcom now.
What's the good news?
Is that Ubisoft marks all their games down in 2 weeks.
Yeah. No. So that's a whole nother
By December, you'll be able to get Rayman for $30.
That's why you should also skip Rayman, because by the end of December, when I'm looking for a new game.
Oh, that's terrible.
You okay? I had burps and I was trying to talk through.
I just spit beer all over the mic.
No, you were literally crying to the people.
I was burping as I talked.
I can see it beating.
Brett did a literal spit.
Gross. Get some more stuff.
But anyways.
What a bag of shit.
But yeah, Rayman's going to get marked down super fast anyway, so why buy it on launch day? They should just charge just 50 should be the price tag. That should be the absolute highest.
Why 60? Why then? I thought they were working with a small team. Like, this wasn't going to be. This isn't some huge multi-million-dollar game that they need to make all that money back on.
But
why do it then?
But it's big enough that they can't make a $20 download.
Maybe that's the strategy. They release it around Christmas. They sell it to them, and then to everybody else. Yeah, it's $40 now.
You know what?
You early adopters.
I bet in 9 months from now they'll be like, "Yeah, we fucked up. Buy it on PSN, $20."
Oh
no.
The interesting thing is,
I don't know which mic it is.
I didn't fully realize this until I was writing the preview, and it's like, this kind of sounds like Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Exactly.
And then I haven't really played much of New Super Mario Brothers Wii. Certainly not 4-player. I guess Brett was so vehemently opposed to it.
The 4-player is garbage.
I watched the 4-player. I checked that out a bit, and it's like, oh my God, right down to when you die, you get encased in a bubble, and another player has to tag you back in. That's in Rayman Origins. You turn into a bubble. You basically balloon up, somebody has to pop you, and if you stay a balloon for too long, you start farting out looms, which are the glowing
fucking loom
eye things that you have to collect.
When I saw it was 4-player, I was like, "This seems a lot like new Mario Wii."
I guess the crucial difference is you can occupy the same space.
Nice.
All 4 players can crowd onto a small platform.
There we go.
But at the same time, it's really easy for someone to hit the wrong button and send everybody else rocketing off into space.
Did you know New Super Mario Brothers Wii sold more than double in Galaxy 2?
Yep. Everything you wanted to sell on the Wii didn't. How about that?
It sold more than our moms combined.
Well, no, Galaxy 2
it
did
sold well.
Sell, it sold like over 6 million. Yeah. Like, that's a good seller.
I found out...
Those are technically good numbers.
Now that I've cleaned up everything. I found out Epic Yarn almost sold 2 million.
Oh,
and Donkey Kong Country Returns sold 4, almost 5 million.
sold more than Epic Yarn. I'm just, you have a bead of beer on your nose, on the bridge of your nose. Sorry. There you go.
That Epic Yarn didn't come out the same week as fucking Call of Duty.
It sure didn't.
That was late October.
Came out in October.
I was still always curious which one was a bigger property.
What?
I was curious which one was their bigger property. DK. I would have thought Kirby.
Well, I knew Donkey Kong Country Returns has enough of a name, right? Oh, wow, Country. Like, that that had a pull.
Well, I was curious to
also
see...
Also has the words dong and cunt in it.
I was curious...
Why is this a revelation we're having now?
No, there's no G in Donkey Kong Country. No, wait, never mind. Wow. Donkey Kong.
Dong Cunt Returns. I like it. I like it a lot. Oh,
Ooh, boy.
We have earned this. This is our show. We can do whatever we want. Fuck that. Fuck the haters. Mine.
I don't think anything.
I'm gonna give Michael a trophy.
Yay! Reward me.
Cunt.
I don't think anything else interesting happened at Gamescom.
That's not true.
No, you should click on our Gamescom thing because there were a lot of games.
I should do it.
It's garbage.
No, there's so many Gamescom trailers.
Henry. No, it's awesome. It's awesome. Henry's been working very hard to populate it. Henry.
And we all did a great job together.
Especially Henry.
How come
spread?
Oh, it's a trailer extravaganza.
How did you saw this X-Men Destiny trailer? And you had some thoughts about X-Men Destiny.
Boy, crikey.
Well, just because it's like, all right, you know, I never even got to write up my E3 review, and so as time has gone on, I'm feeling even meaner about it. Preview.
I was even going to say, like, don't correct him.
But it's like, well, okay. So, like, on the one hand, the idea of Silicon Knights, top tier developer, working on an Activision Marvel game is a cool idea.
I agree.
And also, like, trying to focus on what it's like to be like a mutant and just finding out you're a mutant and joining up with the X-Men, like, that's interesting too. But number one, I also want to play as Wolverine, and I don't get to do that in this game. And then two,
he'll be DLC.
And two, you'll be playing as, like, the combat looks like a very standard action game, just like almost on the level of X-Men Legends, like those.
I was going to say, did you expect Activision to break the mold on this?
I expected Silicon Knights to try.
I liked X-Men Legends.
Is it a top-down one?
Yeah. They ran into the ground with 2 and then Ultimate Alliance and Ultimate Alliance 2, but the first X-Men Legends, like, that was one of those games I got 3 friends and we played it like every weekend, and it was a lot of fun.
But it's more of a single player game too, and it's just like the
this one?
Yes. Yeah. And the graphics don't look that great, and it just looks so middling, you know?
It looks like contractual obligation X-Men game.
If you don't use this in a year,
No, I was going to say it looks like Silicon Knights needed a paycheck to stay open. Though now they don't need that because they got a grant from the Canadian Communist Socialist Government to stay open, even though they haven't made a good game since 2004, I guess.
Snakes.
That's 2004, right?
Yeah, it is.
Was Twin Snakes after Eternal Darkness?
Eternal Darkness was 2002, early 2002.
Eternal, never going to see this franchise again.
That was much better than 2. Human.
Michael, you have the Origins, you have hands-on with the Vita?
Yes.
Yeah, how was that?
That was pretty good. It was much more, like, they were just showing off, like, I think it was, like, the very first level, or one of the very earliest levels, but it was, like, there's no multiplayer on the Vita, so it was much quieter and more subdued. I mean, it still got the same goofy aesthetic. But,
God, I love these pictures.
That's how Sony likes it.
It looks really good. I mean,
you were telling me the trailer in your story is also
Yes, anyone listening to this, like, even if you are not interested in the game or interested in reading my preview, go look at the Rayman hands-on preview and just watch the fucking trailer there, because it is amazing. It is hilarious. It's just like this weird little cartoon short that's built in the game's engine.
Wow.
And it's just great.
These pictures are amazing.
Also, I wanted to talk about, there were 2 Uncharted trailers this week, and it was really, it shows you the difference, I think, of, like, I think Naughty Dog edited one and the other was not edited by Naughty Dog. So the Uncharted 3 trailer was actually really cool. It starts off with this really, like, kind of touching moment where Drake's about to go into a dangerous thing and Elena wants to come with him, and he says, no, you can't, I can't lose you again, I felt that once, just stay. And then it's like, you know, he's pushing her away by doing that, but it's because he loves her. And
that's at the airfield, right?
Yeah, it's the airfield.
They showed that at E3. So
all right.
Nice
well, this was
finally released.
Yeah, it's a different. Yeah, they edited it together and they showed. It was really cool. So it had the cool airfield stuff along with that nice human moment. But then they released also from the Uncharted Golden Abyss, the PS Vita game. And in that trailer, it's basically like they give away. You can figure out the exact story of it. Like, mm-hmm. It's the first time they had a story trailer. It's like, hey, I'm Nathan Drake. I've got this magical trinket that'll unlock things. And then he meets, like, hey, I'm Marissa Chase. I have a secret. And, like, though, that's
what a grand pursuit.
I'm Nathan Drake. Some people say I'm a fantastic athlete.
But then, so you're like, oh, Marissa Chase, you are obviously his love interest in this thing. And then, oh, and you have a secret, meaning Drake's going to have to choose between the gold and the girl. And then she's like, oh, hey, you look different from Dante's friends. They have prison tattoos. And they're like, oh, this Dante guy is obviously the villain of the, he's going to turn on you and he's the bad guy. Then at the end of the trailer, they have Dante pointing a gun at Marissa and Nathan. I was like, you just gave away what should have been your surprise twist. Like, it's
what was
such a...
The movie
who's the developer on that?
Sony Bend.
They've done good work in the past.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I trust them.
And
they
did the
Siphon Filter games on PSP, which were fantastic.
And the acting on it was actually, like, not as good as the, like, Uncharted 2, but it was definitely motion capture performance. Like, looked pretty good.
And I
want to get a PS Vita just to play
that
game.
This is news out of what?
So does everyone else.
Gamescom?
Eva, a Vita then.
I found my one German sound effect.
Yeah, in related
I'm
news.
I'm sure the people in Germany love that.
In related news.
They're not listening to this, Henry.
The Vita, they announced all Vita games will be available through the PlayStation Store as well as a disc.
That's really cool.
Do they say what media is it? It's not SD cards, though. Like, if I say I download Uncharted, I don't know how much onboard memory the Vita has, but I'm betting it's Uncharted is a big game.
Yeah. Gee, I don't know.
So I'm like, can I then just keep saving them to SD cards and then putting them, storing them somewhere if I want to go back to them?
Good question. I think I did get the announcement. If you'll give me a second to set up the comedic premise, and I assure you it'll be funny.
It's probably
going
to be like a cloud thing, though, where you just like, hey, it's like the iPhone. Like, it's just there. You can re-download it whenever you want.
Because
What did you ask? The format.
What kind of storage
is it going to be on an SD card?
This is just came out of Gamescom.
UMD.
It's going to be a UMD, according to James Earl.
Okay.
Nobody left.
That paid off so well.
Ask the Star Fox Bear how funny that was, Chris.
Do a barrel roll. Kilimanjaro.
Damn it.
Close enough.
Wow.
is that? Do I have the bear stuff?
He's probably on the top somewhere.
No, I think he had it on a USB stick.
No, I loaded all the sound effects up here.
Doesn't matter.
The listeners can't see where that is.
You're adorable, sweetie.
What the fuck? It's podcast station.
I don't have this. They're not. They don't get saved there. You had them on a USB stick.
No.
Let's keep going.
I didn't. Continue that strangled noise.
I didn't.
No, I realized. I thought you had imported them into a folder. I'm back in.
Also, there was.
What the fuck? I got brought back in.
All right.
Just go ahead. I don't remember.
I was just going to say, hey, remember Capcom had a new trailer with a farting bear?
I don't want to talk about Capcom games anymore.
All right, we should just go to a break or something then.
We've talked enough.
Oh, and it's going to be a Nicktoons extravaganza.
Well,
what?
Let it go.
Damn it, it was something about the Vita.
Let it go.
Obviously.
That shouldn't have been there. We're going to go to break with some.
Wait, Henry, didn't you see WWE 12?
We talked all about that on the last episode.
I thought you could talk
about
that. Right,
you are, everybody. Goodbye.
You talked about the pay per view.
All
All right, what's up? Oh, my goodness. Mike Grimm and I just got off of a hands-on demo with Saints Row the Third, and we're here talking with Drew Holmes, the writer?
Yes.
The writer of the game? I don't even know what to
Did
say.
Did you enjoy it?
It took me by surprise at E3 because, like, I just sort of missed, like, glossed over Saints Row 2, but sure. Then, like, just being this balls out ridiculous, like, unapologetic, like, I just wanted my headline to be Saints Row the Third doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. That really was the goal coming out of Saints Row 2. A lot of the stuff that people really sort of latched onto and embraced.
Yeah.
When Saints Row 2 was the ridiculous, crazy, over-the-topness, and we said, well, okay, let's really put the pedal in the metal. Let's go full blast.
And that's what's great about it, because it is... first and foremost an open world game, mm-hmm. So like not having any constraints and not focusing on being totally serious. I'm not knocking GTA, but like it clearly took a narrative serious focus, whereas this is like whatever physics, right. blow everything up,
yes.
Give you everything you can,
rewarding you for doing crazy ridiculous things. That's really the goal.
Yeah.
I really like too from like the demo we saw, like a lot of the stuff that sort of slows down the gameplay in like GTA, like, you know, getting in and out of cars and mm-hmm. everything. It's just, there's no downtime. it's go.
He ran at a car that was pulling up to it and dove through the windshield right into the driver's seat, sped away. awesome. That was great. Like you do have the option to go naked.
You do have the option to play fully naked. You'll have some pixelated sexual bits, but
who was it? You, Grimm, or Ryan McCaffrey, who turned the character from, you know, like the default guy you have like in the trailers,
yeah. mm-hmm.
to a shiny blue
Russian
Borat referencing
with
large
dreadlocks.
Breasted
yes.
dreadlocks.
And size F breasts.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have always been good about the character creation stuff in the game. Like, do you have a particular favorite element that we looked at today?
In terms of the character customization,
or just like just in general, like it's just so silly.
I think that's it's just not giving players any limits really,
yeah.
in terms of the way that they the craziness that they want to pursue,
mm-hmm.
is really my favorite feature, especially the things that we've been showing off, like the Genki octopus gun. I think yeah. is probably
that was
my favorite weapon.
It seems really hard to actually describe any of this.
Like, I know.
You just sound like a maniac,
Dr. Genki's. Like, what was the octopus gun? It cries at you, apologizes to the people it's shooting.
Yes.
It talks sort of like a Japanese schoolgirl, but it's a cartoon octopus, and
yeah.
you shoot it at people and it grabs them and brainwashes them. But then it also is a proximity mine gun that explodes and shoots confetti everywhere.
Because why not?
Sure.
And Dr. Genki's people cannon. And that's
yes,
the pre-order bonus?
The manipul. Yeah, the mollusk launcher. And the Manipul are both the pre-order bonuses.
Well, those are pretty
worthy pre-order
cool.
bonuses.
Like it's the people cannon. I didn't know. I'm glad we have a number six. You can suck up six
yes,
people.
Yes, six yeah. people. It actually says suck it up on the side of the vehicle.
Suck it
well.
Up. You run over people, suck them into the chassis, and then just fire them
use
out.
Use them as human cannonballs.
Like, people yeah. are just so insignificant. Like, there's this fist weapon, you just hit him, and they explode.
Apocryphus. I love the apocryphus.
Literally, the first thing I did was I grabbed a nurse stripper hooker of some nature and just beat her to death. Yeah, I wasn't even really trying
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you weren't really, like, just experimenting happening. With buttons. He's like, oh, yeah, left and right. Those are your hands. Like, go ahead, wail on. Just go ahead. Oh, man, that was crazy. Like, I don't know what is there anything like that went too over the top that you couldn't get in the game?
Yeah, I mean, the key, I think, in terms of Saints Row the Third's mm-hmm. style and humor is to make sure it's over the top and fun and wacky.
Yeah.
When you go to the sort of darker, sadistic type things, like it starts to feel wrong. It's uh-huh. got to stay cartoony.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's
yeah.
really in terms of the tone that we're trying to get across with Saints Row the Third is cartoony. It's not real. It's not taking itself seriously at all. It's like the old, you know, it's the old Tom and Jerry, you know, on
Tom
acid.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you're speaking my language, big cartoon nerd. I mean, because what's the plot of the story is the Saints are now like international
yes,
celebrities.
Yes, they are celebrities. They have their own, you know, media group. They mm-hmm. have their own licensing companies. There's stores that you'll come across in Steelport called Planet Saints. Where they're selling all their merch, and they're really just like international superstars. There's a movie that's going to be made about them,
yeah,
and
yeah.
they think they're awesome, and they go to rob a bank for fun,
mm-hmm.
And it turns out that it's owned by the Syndicate, which is our new bad guy, and the Syndicate's sort of this shadowy conglomerate of gangs that runs things in Steelport and really all over the world. And the Syndicate says, you know what, we want to co-opt you, we want to bring the Saints into the fold so we can get all your money.
Mm-hmm.
And Saints are like, fuck that, man.
Yeah.
We run on our own. And it sets up this huge war between the Syndicate and the Saints in the new city of Steelport.
Yeah, is that how you arrive in Steelport? Like with the thing I saw at E3, the
skydiving
the
demo? Yes.
Well, you not only skydive, you exit the plane.
Skydiving shootout.
Have a shootout. Enter back into the plane,
mm-hmm.
leave again. I don't know. It was absolutely insane.
It's like, definitely got the Crank vibe to it.
Yes, what there I'm you go. Yes. Yeah. Crank, big Crank, fans.
Crank
yes.
shoot 'em up, all those crazy
yeah.
over-the-top movies.
Like, do you have any, like, and I also, you know, in the elevator was bugging. I was, like, floored by a bunch of the references just from being just a pop culture nerd
yeah.
in general.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite one in particular? Like,
oh,
something
geez,
you might
I don't
have referenced?
You know, my personal favorite, we kind of talked about on the way up, was mm-hmm. One of the achievements that we have that is tied to our nut shots.
Yes.
Get enough nut shots, you unlock the achievement.
Dedicated nut shot button.
Yeah, dedicated yeah. nut shot button. Variants for all weapon types.
Yes.
Including the dildo bat.
Yes.
My favorite. I don't even know. Tell me if I'm crossing the line. We can take it out. Like, you got in a Bronco S car.
Yes.
Called the Nordberg.
Yes.
Which
that's actually, that's been around since Saints Row 1.
We've has had, it really?
Yeah.
Has
yeah.
it really? I just, yeah, maybe so. Mike and I both I love Nordberg. And, what was the other one? We probably don't want to spoil the music in the game just yet, but one of them was like, just flying down the road, running people over to the ending song to one of my favorite
the
movies.
The soundtrack's fantastic.
Yeah, I cannot wait for you to experience it. I don't know why that hasn't been in the game yet. It sort of like just blew my mind. Like, why that hasn't been in a game. It was made made that scene so enjoyable.
And, you know, as a car nerd, I really like all the car customization stuff. I made a hot yellow, hot pink, sort of chromed out convertible in like 2 seconds.
With crushed velvet interior, you
yeah,
rip
you
the roof
the
off
trim.
It, made it a convertible.
Yeah, you do the convertible.
Giant pimped out wheels.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Are you guys going to be up at PAX at all?
PAX? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Our big focus right now is Gamescom. Coming
right.
up next week.
I know, we're not going.
Well,
either way, thanks a lot for the hands-on. This is our first hands-on for Radar, and it was a hell of a lot of fun. This game really took me by surprise how much I'm totally into it.
Excellent.
Can't wait to play some more. All right, before we say goodbye, it would only be fair for you to tell everybody when Saints Row is coming out.
Saints Row the 3rd is coming out November 15th on PC, Xbox 360, and PS3. You can pre-order it now to get the wonderful Professor Genki pack.
Yeah, that's kind of worth
it. Yeah, you should probably do that.
All right, thanks a lot, Drew.
No problem.
Doc Radar, so small a baby could swallow it.
This is a job for Quail Man. Every day a new whip, homie, so you know I get my shine on. Flip after we flip, homie, so you know I get my grind on. Birdman daddy, pulling up in that brand new caddy. Got money living lavish, got bitches shipping baggage. Move them things, get them things.
That's the silliest looking game ever. Anarchy reigns. I'm loving it from a distance. But a game starring all of your favorite characters from games that sold less than 20,000 copies. I'm like,
yeah.
Who do you love less, the Black Baron or Sam Gideon from Vanquish?
Like, what about Jack White?
Sam Gideon's
in that?
I don't know. But who could forget other than everybody and not Michael Rapaport? I guess.
They haven't announced Bayonetta for that game, have they?
No, but I mean, what else could they use?
That'd be pretty cool.
It's a Sega game.
Fit them,
it's a Platinum
the motif
game.
They're going for.
I guess so.
I should say I wanted to.
Oh, you should also stop staring at the Black Baron.
I saw you peering
in that direction.
Lando 81 wanted me to let everybody know he created a Talk Radar group on Call of Duty Elite.
Mm.
Maybe we'll be joining some of that for the 24-hour marathon. That's a great... I love it when Call of Duty Elite loads. Like, that's a great noise.
they licensed that from Nintendo.
And a bunch of good reader-suggested stuff came through. This one came from Acer, and I feel like I recognize it. I need help. I was too embarrassed to ask him for context.
Whoa!
That.
Oh no, I know what it is.
Whoa!
It's Christopher Walken.
Uh-huh.
I don't that's it. I don't know where it's from. Like, he just sent me that. He just sent me an MP3 of
whoa!
I love it when people send me MP3s. Love it.
Says that in so many movies. Whoa! Like, all right, so he just got surprised and he dropped something.
Or just got surprised or just started dancing or
Who's to say with Wolfenstein?
Somebody lashed out at him with nunchucks or a butterfly knife.
He's a crazy... you know what? Okay.
Oh, you know, that's... I bet that's from The Rundown.
Balls of Fury.
I think it's from The Rundown. I think I know the exact scene now that I think about it. But
wow, who are you? Whoa. The Rock or something?
I smell what you're cooking. I just don't want to taste any of it.
Speaking of The Rock, who's going to maybe be at the WrestleMania next year.
Yeah, he's main event in WrestleMania versus John Cena.
You saw the new WWE game that nobody gives a shit about, right?
Yep, time to talk about it more on the podcast.
Oh, people can give a not give a shit even harder.
I promise not to use any wrestling sound effects here. I promise.
So,
I don't know what it was last time, but you played a Vegas sound effect at the end of something, and I fucking lost it.
Well, anyway, yeah, I did see the game. It's now WWE 12. They're rebooting the franchise. SmackDown is dead. The SmackDown versus
it's just
Raw
WWE
series.
12.
WWE 12. Mm. Right, that's what it's going to be from now on.
That would make it the only wrestling game, I guess.
Well, no, they have WWE All Stars. They're probably going to keep that franchise going as well.
Yeah, brother.
I've heard that that's pretty fun for as ridiculous as it is.
Yep.
A little too ridiculous for my taste.
I like my wrestling root.
I like a limited amount of some logic. I like internal wrestling logic.
Nobody's ever made a college wrestling game.
Man, that'd be the gayest game.
It's a technical wrestling game.
It's a wonderfully gayest game.
Well, I guess UFC kind of counts.
UFC's close.
Yeah. Isn't that unbelievable?
Wait a minute.
All right. I'm closing it.
All right. So, anyway, it's still, they're keeping all the crazy, like, super dense features of, like, the incredibly deep, like, creation system for character creator, storyline creator, logo creator, miniature creator, and now they've added create an arena where you can create your own arena, and that includes, like, whatever crazy shit you think of, but also like
your own
classic
team?
Arenas like Wii,
like Thunderdome,
WCW, Nitro, or Thunder, any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It looks really cool, and it's something they've been wanting for a long time. The big changes are in actually the actual core gameplay of a match, where now moves a lot faster. The grappling's back to one button instead of on the stick.
Mm-hmm.
It just flows a lot better, and it's got a whole new engine that the characters move a lot more realistically as well. It's I don't know if it's a big enough change to be really called like
a true reboot
because all that stuff I mentioned, they still have. Like, it's, you know, if you were making SmackDown 2012 issue instead of WWE 12, all that stuff on the side would still be there. It wouldn't the gameplay update's your only thing. So I'm waiting to see. They didn't share a lot of info on like the online capabilities or on the single player stuff. They were holding that back for other events. But then there was also one more thing. When they showed the 60 guys, or when they did the roster reveal, there's still one member of the non-downloadable roster they haven't revealed yet. It's a secret. And
isn't that unbelievable?
I do think it is Macho Man.
If it's not
Macho Man, then I can only think of like Shawn Michaels or maybe Bret Hart would like have the kind of gravitas for them to reveal it at a special date. Like,
what about Chris Benoit?
Yes! Chris Benoit is he does not exist in WWE.
Well, that just one thing he does wrong, and it negates his entire wrestling career.
What if it was just a mode where you only wrestled like zombie children?
I will admit, there's one thing. WWE did a cool thing where, like, not unlike how Disney's, vault collection or in those they have every...
Malton's going to come out and introduce Chris Benoit.
Well, no, but they have every cartoon. And if you pay the premium as a super fan for like the WrestleMania box set or the Royal Rumble box set, it's every WrestleMania and every Royal Rumble uncut. So you get his matches. You see the whole thing. But but it's only available in that kind of premium package. Like, even
it comes with a game?
Oh, no, I'm just talking.
Yeah.
No.
What are you talking about?
I was just saying how Chris Benoit is basically like, you'll never see him mentioned by WWE,
right?
But if you spend the premium to get the super box sets, that have every WrestleMania, they're uncut.
Like DVDs or something.
Yeah, the DVD.
I see.
So,
what was the last SmackDown to have murderer Chris Benoit?
Well, oh. he killed his family in July of 2004 as they were developing SmackDown 2005, so it would have been SmackDown versus Raw 2004.
Yeah!
Jesus. Sorry, that was way too loud.
I really liked Benoit's theme song.
I did. I have it. I have an explanation from Chris Benoit himself.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
That's true. So now everything he did is defensible. Did it what?
To say, it makes me sad. He was my favorite wrestler.
Well, what if his kid was... I think he knew he was an All-American wrestler, right?
Yeah, Canadian.
Canadian.
All-Canadian wrestler.
All-Canadian wrestler. He knew his son was going to grow up to be a problem.
Basically just made of strings of bacon.
He did. He didn't want to see his son grow up to be a bad person. So we double suplexed him and put him in the Alabama crab dangle.
Yeah, and how do you know he wasn't visited by time travelers who said, your son is the next Hitler?
That's what I think happened.
You need to act.
That's well, exactly. if you really
seize his power tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you really want to get sad, his son actually was mentally handicapped.
Ooh. What if I don't want to make a joke about that right now? Damn it.
That's his wife's in a coma moment.
But I do have the next
hit.
I do have the official
What it is what it is.
You can't change it. He did suplex his son. On top of his wife's diaphragm, like that, like right into her throat.
I thought you meant like birth control.
No. That's why I had to change it. I think he just did the double dragon fist too hard and accidentally connected with both of them. It was while he was practicing, right?
So anyway, WWE 12 looks good.
I regret
good.
Having brought this up in the first place.
I think WWE 12 looks good, but I don't know if that'll be a real. Yeah, I don't know if it will be the greatest.
Is No Mercy still the greatest?
I think it will remain the greatest. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What about Yuke's?
They're the developers.
Fire Pro Wrestling. Will they ever get sick of it?
I think they did get sick of it 7 years ago.
It's been a while.
They can't stop. They're not allowed to stop.
You won't make anything that isn't a wrestling game.
It is weird to me that at every wrestling event I've been to, the people talking for the developer are all like the American side of development who definitely do stuff. It's not that they don't do anything, but it's a Japanese-based company. It's the Japan side making it.
Yeah, like, they should.
It's weird. When I walk around, I definitely see like, oh, here's a Japanese woman. Here's like five Japanese guys. Like, they are obviously from Yuke's.
Like, I wonder if they're like they slightly disgruntled anything. And like they'd rather be doing stuff related to Pride or something over there. And like, working on this fucking American thing.
That's what Yuke's is doing. That's what Yuke's sister one, Yuke's Osaka, is doing with UFC.
I see.
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder. I remember them making like one game that wasn't a wrestling game, and it was that god awful D1, I think, wrestling game for PS2. It was like, not wrestling, but driving. It's like drift racing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah,
like they came by our office with it. And
no, somehow I do remember that.
Like we had a guy working like in another department who like actually did drift race in his spare time, and like he played it for a bit, and was like, "Yeah, it's really incredible."
Yeah,
like, wow, that's great because this is really boring to me.
I'm glad you're entertained.
Oh, do we have any?
I don't know.
No. The answer
is
no.
The PS3 is $250.
Oh, wait. Hold that thought, Elston. Hold that thought. We need to get
that. Just let it go.
You sure?
There's nothing else beyond that,
you
man.
Sure you don't want to do game deals? We can have something.
I gotta hear the music.
All right.
Hang on. Don't waste it. Don't play it just because he said so.
My advice. Do as I say. Save a little money for a rainy day.
Oh, I have another one, too.
The PS3 was recently marked down to $250, so that is effective immediately.
Ooh. And also, if you pre-order Madden 12, you get a $20 game credit at Amazon.
And you get, what, 10 for Arkham Asylum City?
10 for Arkham City.
And 10 for Gears 3.
20 for Gears 3.
20 for Gears 3, hello.
Should you just read off the ones from the last show? Would that help? The segment at it all?
No.
Aha! Aha!
I'm going to go pre-order Gears 3
Dark Scepter for PS3 and 360 is $9.99.
I think
free shipping with Prime, Henry.
I think Dark Sector is the MVP.
Guitar Hero 5. Then go Hastings.
$39.99. Creative Assassin did send me a picture message. I don't remember what the price was, but it was at Toys R Us. All Guitar Hero bundles.
This is true.
All the bundles were like $10.
With well, they're like $10 to $20 for all Tony Hawk, DJ Hero,
and Guitar Hero.
Anything that comes with the plastic monstrosity is super fucking
cheap.
How sad. Whatever. It's over. I remember Christian saying that. Like, did you not understand that this was a fad? And like, damn it, I thought it was more important to me than a fad. I wish they had slowed the release of everything.
I still enjoy playing Rock Band in a group, but there's no reason to do it other than like two or three times a year. But
speaking of which, at this outlet, if I can click on it fast enough, Green Day Rock Band is $11 at Best Buy.
This outlet? What
the, at
what
Best Buy. At Best Buy, Henry, I'm a professional. He's up on my shit. And Gamefly's having a giant sale. Everybody party. Wait. Nintendo just cut the prices on all its bullshit you'd never buy?
Punch Out, Nintendo Selects, which is available at McDonald's. Punch Out.
The grown up game.
Punch Out, McDonald's, Wendy's, and Taco Bell are all $20. Punch Out, Mario Galaxy, which is fantastic. Punch Out. Fucking Punch Out. Pucking Punch Out.
Pucking Punch Out.
Gario Malaxy. Mario Strikers Charged, which has Wario doing a suck it motion constantly. Waluigi doing a suck it motion. And Super Paper Mario for $20 each.
You had me at Punch Out Wendy's.
Punch Out Wendy's.
I don't think you want to go back to Wendy's.
No. I want to Punch Out Wendy's.
Save a little money for a rainy day.
Back
to the normal podcast.
Three of those games are really great. Strikers Charged, I guess, is all right.
I really liked Strikers Charged.
You were the number one ranked person in the world for like a week.
Very much was. Very much was. Second only for a little while. For a man named God. Man named God.
I saw test footage this weekend of like...
Spikers.
Yes, but... Spikers
got the
from... From Next Level, it was
a volleyball game, I guess.
Yeah, like 4 seconds of a volleyball game, and then Nintendo's like, "Nah,
make Punch
don't
Out."
Do it. Yeah, make Punch Out.
Make Punch Out. Can I look?
That won't sell good either.
I do a lot of self-centered shit. That sound effect.
Yeah.
That's from Fox and the Hound, which came out on Blu-ray last week.
So I watched. What's happening in that sound effect exactly?
It is a Hanna-Barbera punch mixed with Copper from Fox and the Hound finding Todd the fox for the first time.
It's you.
Doesn't matter. The point is, I did not know that is Corey Feldman. That is totally Corey Feldman doing the voice of Copper as a little kid. Yes, that is Corey Feldman. We've been playing that the whole time.
I only remembered Kurt
Russell. Do you remember who the fox is? It's like Mickey Rooney. He's like 90. Are you doing the cutoff?
He was 70.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to cut my head
just
off.
Just tapping your throat.
Just cutting his head off. Wishing right. He was dead.
We can tap out.
Wow. Isn't it time for community?
It is.
Oh, Jesus. We don't have a question of the week for this week.
But we can go through the old thread.
We can. Exciting.
Another Yahweh reference on Talk Radar. I'm surprised this keeps coming up.
Woo. All right. So... In the aftermath of Mortal Kombat's Freddy Kruegering...
Oh, was Michael here? Michael was here. Yeah, no, you weren't here.
Nope, not for Friday. No, he was still on his vacation. That must have been nice.
I was getting raped by hillbillies.
Under the premise of WB bought Mortal Kombat, and now Freddy gets to appear in Mortal Kombat.
Right.
So Warner Brothers has... giant library of characters that they could technically port over to any game.
That's true.
We use specifically Mortal Kombat. What character, Warner Brothers character, would you like to see ported into Mortal Kombat? I love this guy said the, what is this, like Brian Buzzard? Yeah. Thanks, Felix the Kid.
What are you waiting for? Get a move on! Get going! Scram!
No.
Buddy, Buffy doesn't count.
That character.
So many fucking Buffys on this list.
He said Parallax Hal said monocled Yao Guai.
Yeah, old Hal Jordan is Parallax. But I also liked Batman Boy said Kenny fucking Powers.
Kenny Powers. That'd be awesome. Yeah. That's all. No, that is WB.
That'd be pretty good. Somebody say Rorschach?
Yeah, Rorschach.
Yeah, I think he'd be a good fit, actually. Yeah, he just kill people.
Absolutely.
Well, and also...
Mumra said Black Element 17.
Well, Neocaf said any of the Thundercats.
Doesn't Mumra...
Free Mumra!
Couldn't Mumra be in the damn game at that point?
He'd be perfect.
What did I say?
Mumra would be perfect. And also, 5'10 Brother Panda brought up Gossamer.
Gossamer.
Yeah. He would
What's
great.
Gossamer?
Wow, he's the giant red character from.
From Looney Tunes.
I love that. He's so
Henry,
awesome.
You are not talking into the mic, son.
He's so awesome.
There you go.
let's see here. We got Michigan J Frog from
Everybody
James
do the Michigan Rag. What? No?
No one else? Thank you.
He's not really seeing the fighting potential there, unless his whole shtick is that he convinces the other character to seek out a Broadway talent agent. Actually, you know, that's kind of funny. Themselves. I like the idea of Cabal just doing that whole thing with the shoebox and running to the agent.
You naughty, naughty boy.
That's Bugsock and the Gossamer. I thought that was important.
That's good. I got that. Sir Cheese Dip said Free Willy.
Wow, that'd be awesome. I have that sound effect too.
Free Willy could be an animality.
Fuck, WB is huge. Fucking dual wielding is... Let me mouse over. Is not feasible. What a great name. Willy Wonka, the Gene Wilder version. Totally a Warner Brothers character.
Creepy shit.
James Radar. He said Michigan J Frog. The picture is brilliant.
There's also, what was it?
Austin Powers.
Noble Six says Ellen DeGeneres. but then he also says
More
Captain
like Ellen DeGenerals.
I thought you were going to say Ellen DeGenerate.
No.
Well, yeah, it was better than that one, I guess.
No, well, that one's been said for 20 years about her.
20 years.
Well, 15.
Man. Wow. Rod the Master said Freakazoid. Killed to see that.
That would be great. Also, Noble Six said Captain Planet.
Mr. Suitman knows the acquisition of stuff. Tom and Jerry and whatever the fuck those characters... Toka and Razor.
Yeah,
from TMNT 2.
They're owned by WB?
New Line is owned by WB. Oh, so that's how they have Freddy.
Yes.
Freddy's a New Line character. That's a great picture. Thank you, the DC Sniper. It's that cut ending. I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray,
that's a Bugs Bunny I wish I'd never seen.
Oh, Booble Drop said Wacko from Animaniacs.
Yeah,
it's like, how would any of these characters work in fucking Mortal Kombat?
I mean, have you seen the Freddy thing, though? Like,
yeah,
just make
but
it
that
work.
Makes sense.
Just it.
Freddy's the guy who kills
sense.
People.
Neo and Agent Smith came up a few times.
Oh, that'd be great.
And then, let's see, Beeson said Charlie Sheen from 2.5 Men.
Lol, how topical.
And Vagrant...
what? Put a 10 on that.
Homeless attacks or catchphrases like winning and tiger blood and Adonis DNA.
Ken Jeong from
just
the...
setting them up and knocking them out here at the Morning Zoo.
Vagrant said Ken Jeong from The Hangover.
I like it.
Naked Ken Jeong?
I like it.
It'd have to be, yeah.
Yes, yeah, he can hit them with his tiny, tiny dick.
Does kick the most ass when he's naked.
In an interview with him, I heard he said, like, he is a doctor, and so he knows.
He's a
like,
practicing
he's like,
doctor.
Yes.
Yeah, he's licensed to practice medicine in California.
And then he says, like, I do, it's a normal flaccid penis. It's not a micro penis. It grows to normal size. Right.
Reasonable fanboy, he says, Tyra Banks, funny, but, like, fuck. Polar Zombie said Iron Giant.
Oh,
beautiful.
That would be great.
Who does kill people? Untenable. That's what he's built for.
How about you have Hogarth Hughes as the character, and then his fatality is that the Iron Giant stomps on people.
That would be good.
Create a whole backstory. Adult Hogarth Hughes.
We want to bring it back to games. Like the CR Knight said, Maxwell from Scribblenauts, that is within their repertoire.
That's true.
So you can use that.
Slow Octopus says Richard Gilmore from the Gilmore Girls.
All right. I'll pretend like I know.
Dickie Gill?
Whoa! Ramen Dragon says Big Bird.
Oh, boy.
And let's see.
Is Flipper somehow owned by Warner Brothers?
Oh, and one more for me. Panzer DSS said Michael Jordan from Space Jam.
I believe I have that.
Yeah!
Oh man, showing Brack. I'd love to see.
I'd love to see Brack.
Anything from Adult Swim really would be good in that.
When Michael Jordan jumps from the 50-yard line,
I saw
Dr. Roxo show
home run.
Here's my news story. Are you ready? My preview in a preview of a recent game that you wouldn't expect. Adult Swim was in the title screen. Yeah, I'm not allowed to say. Mm. Oh, what games have I seen recently? Figure it out.
Huh.
I was very excited.
Let's see.
I was very excited.
Hmm.
What games have you seen recently?
He's seen quite a lot.
Just about every preview you guys have been on. Like,
well, because you had to fap him.
Yep.
Help us
or interview, do an interview.
You've been a good guy, Chris. You've been doing it good.
He's up. Osmosis Jones, Sedger Snort. And that concludes our question of the week.
A lot of great responses to this question of the week, I think.
Who?
Nobody likes the Rugrats. The Rugrats jerk sound.
Who
effect.
Was filming it? If
ow.
It's made to look like a home video of the babies, but if Tommy shoots the milk at the camera, and it's his
then
mom.
Then he's ruined the camera.
He's facialed his mother.
His mom and dad are holding him.
That little Jewish lady who just didn't deserve it. Dee Dee Pickles, is that her name?
No, the
thanks,
tiny,
Hank.
Tiny,
give me the yawning
eyes.
Nod. Huh?
With the tiny little eyes.
Tiny little eyes.
Little dots
and the Krusty
glasses.
The Clown hair. The unfuckable woman.
Totally unfuckable. Yeah, she looks like the kind of woman who would give birth to Tommy Pickles. Say that.
Yeah, it's a 14-year-old baby. What a
well, they're all hideous monsters.
They are.
That art style.
It's fucking Class Geek Supo. It's everything they do is fucking hideous.
Thornberry's them too?
Thornberry's
them
Duckman, Ogg, Real Monsters.
First season of The Simpsons.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's why.
That's why. That's
Rocket
why,
Power, which Rocket I hope Power. Nobody remembers.
I fucking was, Game Boy Advance copies
that
of it.
It was part of my Nicktoons list. There's one Nicktoons racing game, which is like fucking insane. Like it's all the Ogg, Real Monsters, Rocco, Ren and Stimpy. Rocket Power,
all on the
SpongeBob,
same screen together.
Like the mystery boss is Plankton from SpongeBob. Like it's every Nicktoons character ever.
Is Invader Zim in there?
Yeah, actually, nice. That's like the only time he appears in a game is in those collections, racing collections.
Ooh, how about our
that's
favorite?
The kind of respect he deserves.
How about our favorite Nicktoons memory?
I would like that because I would like to say that those Ren and Stimpy games. I believe Vidiot's is awful. It's probably awful.
Yeah, I played that.
But I loved it. And my parents wouldn't let me buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I rented it every fucking weekend.
We rented it once in our family.
Yeah, I love
it. Well, okay. Well, I'll start off. I actually have two. Well, one recent, one from my childhood.
Really?
One from my childhood was I thought the. I was a fan of Doug. It was
Doug
my
rule.
Number one for a while. But then when they played the quote-unquote lost episode of Ren and Stimpy in the first season, the Happy Happy Joy Joy episode, the look, that whole episode is so funny, but the look on Ren's face when he's smashing himself in the head to the beat of the song, and also just like the line like, I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me.
Why didn't you believe me? Does anybody remember that guy's name? Because I'm going to pull up the song right now.
Stinky Wizzleteats.
It is Stinky Wizzleteats. I don't even have to do it.
That sucks because that's the only one I have. Not the only one, but that's the most prominent one is the Sunday that episode premiered. Like that, I taped it, and that song was stuck in my head all day, and I remember going to Dairy Queen for lunch with my parents.
This is your old pal, Stinky Wizzleteats.
And like the whole time just singing to myself, happy, happy joy.
No!
Yeah. that's such a
cultural touchstone.
I think
for our generation.
Yeah.
Like I remember seeing it, thinking like this is literally the funniest.
It's
thing.
The best thing I've ever.
Yeah,
seen.
I laughed like for a week straight. Like I just watched it over and over.
He was like, "I have been born for the first time. Yeah. I understand
the part,
what humor is
when it escalates to the point where it's just him going happy, 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 and every one of them is him smashing his head with the hammer. Like I would just rewind it and watch that over and over.
And it's just so well animated too.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a testament to Chris Faluci's talent as an animator that it's like just the rage emanating from Ren. You can fucking feel it.
Yeah.
After he gets the helmet off. It's like
yeah. He's also, even when he's got the helmet, you can tell he's fighting it even with the helmet on. Yeah.
That's what I love so much when he's forced to be happy and he hates it so much. He's like, I love cleaning the litter box.
Did he clean it with his tongue?
Yeah. No, he licks the scooper with stuff.
That's right.
That's very funny. Sly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
How the fuck was this allowed on kids' television?
Well, that's why it was the lost episode.
Well, what's funny is that this is how retarded Barney is, and all of you same people are enjoying it, and this is basically making fun of all of that.
Did you have a Barney parody in your schoolyard? No. We had
I love you, you love me, homosexuality.
I heard that one. I heard Let's Hang Barney from a Tree.
Oh my goodness. You're as deep south as me.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That sounds like some strange food.
That was great. Your favorite dog.
Well, I want to say one. And
log. Sorry, Hank. Let me.
It's log. It's heavy. It's wood.
It's log. It's log. It's better than bad. It's good. Everyone wants a log. You're gonna love it, log.
Come and get your log.
Everyone needs a log.
Log from Blammo.
Right now, there's tons of kids under 30 who are listening to this and thinking, "What the fuck?"
I know. I'm like,
even that was just, I feel it's a subversive making fun of all the bullshit that the commercials were making us buy at the exact same time. It was like, buy this useless piece of bullshit.
Yes, it was so smart stuff.
Are we out of booze?
And then my
you fucking jerks.
And then my second one was a modern one. It was
Modern Life.
No, actually, I do love
Rocco's
Modern Life.
That's Charlie's, by the way. Day at the Beach.
I love Philbert so much on that show. Like, I base my life on Philbert.
My glasses. Oh.
You turn the page.
You wash your hands.
I'm the inspiration for Bentley.
But it's
that's not entirely true, Michael Rapaport.
But it's from SpongeBob, the episode where they become chocolate sellers. And they go to that one guy's house and they're like, do you like to buy chocolate? And he's like, chocolate. And he screams chocolate as loud as he could. And then like three more times in the episode, he just chases them yelling chocolate at the top of his lungs. It's so absurd and insane. I loved it.
All right, you too. While I pee.
Actually, getting away from Ren and Stimpy, the premiere of Invader Zim. Because I was a huge fan of Jonan Vasquez before that, and you know, this is Johnny the Homicidal Maniac comics, and I could not wrap my head around the fact that this man drew these ultra fucking violent cartoons. Mm-hmm. It's just like, yeah, we want him to do a show on Nickelodeon about an alien that's trying to be human.
Yeah, I'd never
seen that show until I was in Florida. And it was like randomly like one afternoon just like watching TV and the show came on and I was like, ooh, an alien trying to be human. This looks funny. And it was like the weirdest goddamn episode about...
Was it the organs?
Maybe.
Is that the one that sticks out on people's minds?
Yes, it was like a teacher that was eating people or something, and you could see every time a teacher talked, there were organs just floating around.
That was Zim.
It was Zim, that's right.
He didn't have the right number of organs, so he was eating organs from other kids or like stealing them and replacing them with random objects.
Uh-huh. And like every time he kept getting bigger and bigger, so and then when he would talk, you could see just organs floating around in his mouth, but then also something about like a chicken or a person in a chicken suit.
Yeah, there was a lot of weird shit like just, that.
Oh, God. It was such a bizarre show.
It's just so many random little things. Like, I think a female invader comes to try and do his job and do it better than him. And, like, he just screams at her, like, you're after my robot bee! And it's like, no, I'm not. Don't be stupid. And then, like, she leaves and the robot bee just goes after her.
Well, also, I remember the...
just a throwaway thing that hadn't even appeared before.
I remember they had amazing animation on it, too. Like, remember the episode where it was... other aliens came to steal Earth and encapsulate it in like
I love that episode.
A huge cat, like
is that
what
they're
so
chasing
beautiful.
Each other with the planets?
Yeah,
yeah.
And they had that was great.
The dome the size of a planet with all TV screens to project a sunny sky.
It's such a cool looking TV show on top of being well animated.
It's a cool looking TV show. It's from what I read about it. It was Nickelodeon. Like, well, fuck this. Our audience is growing up. We need to make something more appropriate for like a 17 and up crowd.
Yeah.
Let's get a little edge here.
And they gave up away from that pretty quick.
I think
and they totally succeeded.
They regretted it.
I think what happened is the executives who greenlit it got fired, and it's like the other executives
what the fuck is this? Like, what are we supposed to do with this show?
And then, whoops, it's more popular than anything.
But the process is to be decided if it's Honan or Jonan Vasquez?
I think the way they pronounce, I thought it was Yonan.
I thought it was Yonan.
The way they pronounced it, they had like the, what the fuck was that show? Kablam?
Yeah.
They had like the cartoon host of that come out and announce it before it came on, and they said Jonan Vasquez.
Okay.
Which I'm guessing is
who at that point was famous for making a comic called Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, which is one of the greatest things I've ever read in my entire
it's
life.
It's about a guy who collects assholes in his basement and kills them in gruesome ways.
And that they and gave hilarious. That guy a Nickelodeon show.
It's like super fucking gothy, and it's like supplemented by like that spin-off series Squee and like Happy Noodle Boy, which is like just this deliberately horribly drawn comic about a stick figure who screams just inanities at people.
Well, that's why like even Invader Zim, like it gets so absurd and just like fucked up and it's also very goth.
Gurr is the best.
Gurr is pretty great.
But what
I gotta give my shout out to Gurr, a dog my friends had who just was poisoned recently by their redneck neighbors. Godspeed, Gurr. Godspeed.
But what about Quail Man?
Is this your memory now, Brett?
No.
You know what? That brings us to...
That was just Doug with a belt on his
head. Wait, what about Durango Doug?
I think that brings us to the end of our show.
Wait, but Brett never answered the...
Well, he was going to say Ren and Stimpy.
Did you play
Stimpy's Invention on Genesis?
No.
I
didn't play any Nicktoons.
Arguably a better game than Nvidia's.
I bet.
Because it came
one
later.
Jack Bandit.
Well, Chris, you didn't really say yours either.
I said Vidiots. It was first. I rented it every weekend. I fucking love that game. It's really bad.
I remember the other thing was like, it seemed like, because they premiered on Sundays and they always aired on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I watched them pretty regularly because of how much I love Ren and Stimpy. And I'm like, if I'm going to get up, I might as well watch all of them.
Yeah.
But I remember, I swear, the last commercial before every episode, mm-hmm. before Nicktoons block kicked off, the last commercial for what felt like a year... before Doug began was Levi's Big Jeans.
Huh.
And it was like a minute and a half long commercial or something.
I'd forgotten that fucking jingle existed. Now it's back in my
head.
Just
Levi's Big Jeans, now you're living large. And it's like people skateboarding.
Easily seen because he's living large.
And it was like, it's the safe white version of baggy pants. It's safe and just enough so it's baggy, but not so baggy.
But not in an unchristian manner.
Yes.
Right. In an unwhite manner.
That's not it.
That's the fucking collectives. That's the what's their name? Damn it!
County
Crows version. That's it.
No, that is definitely not it.
But yeah, that's
just
something.
Type in Levi's Big Jeans commercial.
Wow, this has to be it.
Nah, no, that was the follow-up commercial after they'd established the slogan.
All right. It was the big jeans line.
That's Levi's Big Jeans.
I'm looking. No.
same one. That's more or less the tune, but
1968.
It'd be 91, I guess.
That's the 91 version. I'm sorry.
Well, then probably 89.
But it had to be with the Nicktoons.
When did Nicktoons come out?
91.
Is 91.
They're 20 years old.
Huh. They turned 20 years like last Wednesday.
But I guess maybe the thing that we haven't really pointed out was that what was Nickelodeon doing before Nicktoons? Because they were the first original creation.
That's sort of why someday I would like to have an offshoot podcast to talk just about that. Because all Nickelodeon had was weird fucking imports of Canadian live action shows and European animation.
I remember the Tomorrow People.
Canadian. You Can't Do That on Television, Canadian.
Yes.
Then I was thinking
Dave Coulier Show.
Out of Control. Oh, yeah, they had weird live action shows, but all their animation was like fucking Maya the Bee.
And do you remember fucking David the Gnome? All
David
that
the
Nick
Gnome
Jr. bullshit and Danger Mouse.
Well, I was thinking Danger Mouse,
Count Duckula, were both fantastic.
David the Gnome was proto Nick Jr.
The first year of Nickelodeon. If nobody remembers it, I fucking love the books, but Little Prince. The Little Prince.
Oh, no, The Little Prince.
The Little Prince. He rode around on fucking comets and talked to a rose every day. Beautiful. It took care of volcanoes. That was his only job. He had three volcanoes. Let me take care of these. Little Prince. Great.
That's a big job.
Great book, by the way.
You know what? You got to watch out for Firebirds.
Interesting thing about the author of Little Prince. He was killed by a fan who didn't know it until years later.
Oh, in a car?
No. Antoine Saint-Exupéry, he was killed in one of the world wars. He was a pilot.
Fuck.
And they finally, they tracked down, like, the German pilot who shot him down. And he was horrified to find out that one of the guys that he had shot down was this author. It's like, oh my God, I love The Little Prince.
Oh,
that's horrible.
That is horrible. Man.
All right. That seems like a good enough note to send us out.
Hop into gamesnet.com/forums. And
talk to us about Nicktoons. There's been tons of SpongeBob games. I think decent Rocket Power games, regardless of what you're opinion of the show. It's a pretty cynical show that, hey, you got kids like skateboarding and cartoons, right? What if they did both?
What if the Ninja Turtles weren't enough?
What if skateboarders made cartoons?
That's the weirdest thing to me, is that Nickelodeon bought the rights to Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Like, Nickelodeon will be bringing to you Ninja Turtles. Henry, are you mad
about that? I don't know.
What's the relationship there? Like, one of them, Kevin Eastman or Peter Laird, one of them sold all of his stuff. He just totally got out of it at this
point.
I think it might be Eastman.
I do know that Gallagher was an early investor.
Wasn't Eastman the one who bought Heavy Metal and married Julie Strain and started using Heavy Metal as a platform to promote Julie Strain's B-movie career?
Yeah. Well, I can't remember if it was Eastman or Laird.
And then he did a bunch of super, ultra, ultra violent comics starring Raphael, wearing a trench coat and just blasting guys in half with
I don't remember that
pistols. I remember it advertised in Heavy Metal, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
I don't remember, but I trust Wiki Paras on this. I appreciate
what Heavy Metal is, but it's not for me.
I'm John Candy. I grew up to be a big warrior, and then I fucked women.
If you want the experience of Heavy Metal, just watch the South Park episode.
That's more or less the same experience.
But I mean the magazine that encourages this.
It took some getting used to. I read it in high school and a little bit in college, and it's just French comics.
Well, that's my other problem.
Which are much more serious in France.
Well, as a comic reader, I prefer a writer's comic than an artist's comic. Leading the artist. But in this one, a lot of the Heavy Metal stuff is the artist just making shit for art's sake, and it's not a good story.
You figure out why this girl with the big tits got on top of the Tyrannosaurus.
Exactly. They're just drawing what they like. They don't care about a story. And also, when I saw the Heavy Metal movie, I was like, does every woman have to be stripped naked and victimized in this movie?
And then raped or rape fucked.
Not raped always.
I know, but it really is the most base. Every single thing in that movie is the most base male fantasy I've ever had.
What bothered me most was at the end of the movie.
Oh, I meet this girl at the bus station. Can I get a ride home? Yeah. Wait a minute. Will you stop and fuck me? And this is a legitimate film plot.
Yes.
In these movies.
I did the thing with the aliens and the Plutonian Nyborg, and voiced by John Candy. And
was that when the space coke
one?
That's the other. Then the movie was half the cast of SCTV fucking movie.
Yeah, which is really distracting. Also, the conceit of it is that the Death Orb is explaining stuff to you.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, the Lochnar, which is the Death Orb, played by James Earl Jones, is telling this little girl all these stories about what a badass it is before it kills her, and then the final story it tells kills it.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
I watch this movie so
much. Look into how I will destroy your descendants, and then it tells a story where it gets destroyed, and then it blows up in the present.
Well, I also like that. If you think about him telling the John Candy story with this coke-snorting aliens,
About the spoilers on the 70s movie.
That's all right. That's all right.
Also, it annoyed me, even in the last segment where, they introduce this woman. She's naked in her introduction. I'm like, okay, they got her nudity out of the way. They're setting up. She's a badass with a sword. Great. And then, when she's finally going to, do something awesome, she gets captured immediately, stripped naked, whipped, and then, thrown in a dungeon.
Dumped somewhere.
Yeah,
you make it sound like a problem. I think that's how women should be treated overall.
The comic was, and also Ralph Bakshi is a little bit of a creep. Yes. So, there's that.
All right,
you all right?
Yeah.
Should we not close it out with Sammy Hagar?
No, I like this song.
No. It's about Nicktoons here. Go ahead, Elf.
Just going to remind everyone about PAX. We're going in the. I found out actually today that Sega is having a GameWorks party, much like we did last year. So it starts from 6 p.m. to midnight. I don't know why they would close at midnight, so we'll have to mobilize after that.
Party is over at midnight. Yeah. There's still free shit the whole night.
Maybe that's what it is.
It'll be open. They're a bar.
But 6 p.m. to midnight, so unless you hear otherwise, that's where we'll do our meetup.
It sucks because it's open to the public, so that means that there will be a line.
I wonder if we won't be able to get in if we don't line up in time.
No, I asked. Like, I know the media will have a line, so I know. I'm pretty sure we'll all get in, but like everyone else will have to like stand in line. So the trade off there is that it's very close to the convention center, and all ages can get in. You don't have to be 21, and you don't need a PAX badge either. Again, you can just come to this. So that'll be Saturday night, August 27th. So that's probably the plan, but there's a thread in the forums, and just check on Twitter. I'll keep everybody abreast of that.
I hope this... Well, go ahead. Are we done?
And there's also the thing Saturday afternoon that we're still working out details. Mm. There'll be a story on it next week, but there's a mid-Saturday afternoon thing as well. But Saturday night's the big one.
And we can't say what the game is doing it?
Apparently not. Want us to wait till next week.
Oh, and also, the site's going to be kind of down on Monday.
Yeah, half a Monday the site will be down, so...
It just won't be updated. It'll still be there for you to look at stuff.
Are we going to be doing our puppet... No. Man, not allowed?
It can't really work now.
Do you want to try?
Yeah.
Well, no. It starts on Sunday, so sometime Sunday the site will become uninteractive, but you can still visit.
After this weekend with a 24-hour marathon, will you still feel like doing it on that Monday? Monday?
Dude, I'll have a day of sleep. What do I look like? You? I don't need like 6 days to recover from my my Friday. I'm just playing, buddy. Just playing. As long as that one time you gave that speech, like, if I'm not in bed by 10:30, I'm going to be totally grumpy when I get here at 9 tomorrow.
I need 8 hours of sleep. I'm not joking. Like,
all right. So just
You don't deserve Sammy Hagar.
I can't say it enough. Go to Seattle. It's shit tons of fun.
All right.
I have more fun there than E3, Comic-Con, anything.
I think our podcast should have shown you today that everything you believe is important actually is.
Yeah.
Everything we believe is important actually is. All facets of pop culture are... Man, we should have more podcasts. But I'm closing it out with Nicktoons. I'm going to have to go with Doug Killer Tofu by the Beats.
Yeah.
Killer Tofu by the Beats. Yeah. I've been waiting for this for a long time. I think the rest of you have as well. But
strangely, the song I wanted to go out on.
Eat my sugared cereal. But everybody say goodbye. Everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Killer Tofu. Was such a nerd, I refuse to touch that strange bean curd. I wouldn't eat it, wow, but it ate you. R-E-O, killer tofu. E-I-O-E-O, killer tofu. I eat my sugar cereal, but it makes my teeth bad.